flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this MLK holiday morning, the 20th day of January. It is cold outside, but we are happy to be where we are. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning, happy holidays to everybody in the Peachtree Corners area.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the folks up there.
At Peachtree Corners. And we've had an interesting morning so far. No point in dwelling on it. Want to thank right off the rip the commish, who we haven't seen or heard from him in a while.
Great to have him with us.
During the show, we will have a
segment. Got to remind people where we are.
Well, I'm getting to that. I got to thank him first because we cannot on air without him. And then, of course, Noel back at the station. Now, tell everybody where we are.
And our partner, Ted.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who Ted found the door. Yeah. Right? And we're at the Georgia World Congress Center at Playoff Fan Central, which is free for you to come and visit again today, leading up to the big national championship game later on tonight. We're here until 10 o'clock, and they're getting everything set up because I think the doors probably don't open until around 10 o'clock
today.
They
keep them things closed, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, well, they're going to open the, they're going to open the door because the people got to come
well,
in.
Well, they better bring, you know, some heaters with them.
You know what I mean? But I think it'll be nice and warm by the time people come down later on today. But if you're coming out today, layer, folks.
Yes, absolutely.
It is cold. I mean, it is cold. I know a lot of people have activities they want to do outside today. It's King Holiday. I know of at least one parade that has been postponed in Gwinnett County because of the severe cold today. So be sure and check wherever you may be planning to do any activity outside to make sure that it is still going on and that those activities haven't been moved indoors for today.
You got the I'm reading some of the activities that are going on. You got the Neighborhood Supper Club.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are going on. There's a barbecue supposed to take place from 5 until 8. So, again, throughout the show, we will be talking about the different communities that are holding these events as we get here. It's been a minute since I've been inside this place.
Okay.
And of course,
I mean, in this section.
Exactly. When you're in this particular section, apparently around the corner from here, there's a whole bunch of young ladies playing volleyball.
Volleyball tournament, Little Big South. Big South is a big youth volleyball tournament that goes on. That will happen later on this spring. This is a smaller version of it. Still,
right.
A lot of players are here, and a lot of college coaches are here scouting and recruiting, seeing what players they like. So that's going on the other side of the building. That's been going on for the last couple of days.
Now, the other thing we should just kind of give you a heads up on, and folks that live here in the city know this is the case when we have big events that are going on here. If you're coming down in this area, understand that, you know, APD has got to do what they got to do to get you moving seamlessly through the city. So there's some streets that you may know of as, you know, two-way streets. They have been made into one-way streets.
And they changed around. They got some barricades and some blocks and some
cars
and blocking it. You know, you got to navigate your way through it. And that's why they're saying, if you can, you may want to take MARTA.
Absolutely.
To come to any activities down here today, be it here at Fan Central or if you're coming to the game later tonight.
And listen, the hotels even, you know, you talk about taking a Lyft or Uber or something like that. That is also part of the problem. Whether you're in that car or your own car, you may be diverted. You might get some Uber drivers who don't know about streets being, you know, closed
off.
And
people may be doing
that
just to get rides around places they would normally walk because of the severe cold.
Mm-hmm.
So some people may be opting for some type of ride to get around because it's, you know, the folks from Notre Dame and Ohio State came down and they brought their weather with them.
Yeah. No. Some of them came up from the Orange Bowl.
No, they
down there.
They brought their weather with them.
Nah, so listen.
We're going to blame it on them. Because let's
blame it on the folks from Ohio.
They love to play this game outside.
The Ohio folks
they
do.
Would.
Not
they
so
would
much Notre Dame.
Not, why not?
Because they just don't.
Yeah,
the Ohio folks treasure that. You know what they say.
They play it out in the snow.
All of that.
Yeah, they play it out in the snow anyway.
But
We saw snow yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Two games. Man, the Rams, I thought the Rams were going to pull that thing
just
off,
what,
man.
Isn't that what Matthew Stafford does? Fourth quarter? Gets you biting your fingernails. He's been doing that since Detroit. But sometimes it comes up a buck short. And listen, there have been some – you and I mentioned this same thing this morning. You got to be of a certain age to know this.
Yep.
But Baltimore, Lamar takes him down the field, and a pass that would have tied the game up didn't happen, right? And immediately, if you are of a certain age, there's a name that pops to mind. Was it Jackie Smith?
Jackie Smith with Mark Andrews yesterday. Mark Andrews for the two-point conversion to potentially take the game to overtime and tie it up. A simple short pass, and he's probably caught that thing with his blindfolded.
Yeah.
His life, you know what I mean? And But drops it at that moment. Jackie Smith, we're talking about, it happened in Super Bowl 13. He had this great career with the then St. Louis Cardinals, mm-hmm. and was, you know, the Cowboys said, come on, man, you're a veteran. Come on, get with us and help us get, you know. And so here he is with an opportunity against the Steelers.
In the end zone.
A simple pass in the end zone.
And if you could picture like how Travis Kelce gets open all the time,
yep.
It was literally like that.
Yep.
In the middle of the end zone. And the ball came to him, and – next thing you know, you hear the reporter saying, or the announcer going, oh, bless his heart.
Because that's the thing everybody remembers him for. But yeah. The guy had a phenomenal career in St. Louis mm-hmm. before coming to the Cowboys. But unfortunately, that's what everybody remembers him for, is that game against the Steelers in Super Bowl 13.
So anyway, Sam and Greg, we are just getting started on this Monday morning. Y'all got to remember this is Monday because it feels like a Sunday.
Yeah, it is. And you know, we just came off holidays in the middle of the week. They got us turned around, right? We just came off back-to-back holidays in the middle of the week with everybody off work and out of school. And then we had a snow day, which we think we may have tomorrow. I'm not saying go out and get all your milk and bread and whatnot. But
pack your patience, especially if you got to go to Hartsfield, because how many people are going to be trying to fly out tomorrow? That's the other thing.
People will be trying to make their way down to the airport to depart and head back home.
And the farther north you go, the colder it's getting. I'm hearing from a nephew up in Chicago. When he calls it cold, you know it's cold.
I've been watching this forecast, though, Greg. And the thing about this forecast of what we're expecting, they're expecting they may see more of the snow south of Atlanta. Now, we talk about how we're not equipped for everything. By the way, the Bryan trucks were out yesterday. So that stuff's already on the bottom of your car. But you know, you talk about may not be equipped. But you're talking south of Macon.
Mm-hmm.
Them folks not equipped at all, man.
Them you swamps about, will freeze up down there, as you like
will,
to call it.
They will, you know, nothing will move.
In Larissa's area, shout out to Larissa.
Yeah, you know, rather do that. The swamp creatures, they really stay under the porch. They're not coming out for sure, man.
I talked to you the other day, and we were talking about getting ready for this, and you said, folks, going to catch some cold. Because just before all this started, it was like nearly 60 degrees.
60 degrees, man. It got nice, and all of a sudden, it just nosedived. And people don't, you know, protect themselves and do the things you really need to do. Folks, it's out here and it's real. That's all we're going to say.
Yeah. So let me give you a quick rundown. We are going to be, throughout the show, laced with anecdotes having to do with the national championship game, also things going around the city of Atlanta. But we've got guests that are going to be joining us, and we're going to kind of make our way around the world of sports, obviously, again, focusing on the game tonight. But Tim Scarborough is going to join us. And just talk about the SEC and college basketball.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So you got that. With the 7 o'clock, Daryl Darby is going to join us. We always talk about how MLK Day is big for high school basketball. There's mm-hmm. an event going on at Maynard Jackson High School today, the Dream Challenge. And he's going to talk about that event that's coming up. That's at 7. Scarborough is going to join us. Talk about college basketball, man. We thought we would see SEC teams in this game tonight. No. But mm-hmm. if you look at the rankings right now, that's where all the SEC schools are. They're dominating college basketball right now.
Bruce Pearl, the new Coach K.
I don't know.
A little early.
I don't know. I don't know if I do that.
Actually, you know what I think he is?
I don't know if I do that to Coach K.
No, but you know what? He's basketball's version, a little bit of Jim Harbaugh.
Kind of.
That's how I look at Bruce Pearl.
You know, but he landed at the right spot at the right time, Auburn, and they got a fairly modern facility they built down there, and they love to recruit guys from Atlanta. That was a problem because Georgia pushed them to the limits there. Let's talk about how great the Georgia team is playing. We'll get into that a little bit later on, too.
Your boy's going to be joining us. Our friend Bob Rathman is going to be joining us coming up at 7, 8:20.
In New York City.
Up in New York. Hawks are playing on MLK Day, obviously. We like to see him here at home, but that would be kind of – that would be the cherry on top as far as getting around this city today.
I know, that's right. If you had that game going on 3 or 4 o'clock and then you got this football game coming up at 7:30, woof.
You know. So, also, Aaron Ladd.
Yep. Aaron Ladd with Atlanta News First 46 is going to join us. He's been all around everything that's happening with this championship game since the team's landed in town. Going to get his perspective on this game. And also, you know, he moved here from Kansas City. He's from Atlanta area. Got the chance to come back home after working at Kansas City. So we're going to get his thoughts also on the Chiefs and how them dudes got some magic dust in their pocket. And here they are ready to win it again. You know, when you see plays like the one we saw, the touchdown with Mahomes falling down and throwing it, nobody's going to beat
them. And Kelsey was just standing there.
Once again, nobody's going to beat them dudes.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Okay.
We got some nice matchups coming up next week. Washington, Philadelphia is a nice matchup. Buffalo, KC is a matchup a lot of people wanted to see. But ain't nobody beating Kansas City, man.
No. It's been a real interesting morning so far.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of let it soak in here right in front of the ESPN
We've made it. We're here.
We're here, man.
And
like I said, Gordon, thank you very much for getting us up and around here. So we're going to kind of get things back on track and do a we'll talk national championship. Come back here and the surroundings of it, and the teams that are there. And also want to dip into your time in the past covering this game, if you have any memories.
Okay.
From cover, because I've never covered a national championship game. You know, and I know you got credentials all over your house from traveling the country, going around and covering this game. So we're going to do that up next. Again, Noel, thank you. Gordon, thank you for what you did getting us up and running. And we are told that we need to move onward so we can get ourselves set and come back here and be lively for the next 4 hours.
Let's do it.
All right. It is Sam and Greg live from the World Congress Center here at Fan Central, MLK Holiday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
All the way to the end zone. It's a crimson avalanche here in Pasadena.
Getting you ready for tonight's championship game.
It's Sam and Greg, live from the College Football Playoff Fan Central at the Georgia World Congress Center on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, and would he... Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg with this just backyard barbecue music on this MLK Day.
Yeah, now.
It is Sam and Greg here at the World Congress Center in the Fan Central. Would you say that's the best way to put it, right?
Fan Central. That's what it's called.
Fan Central.
That sign right in front of us.
It says Playoff Fan Central.
Playoff Fan Central.
Right.
And there are things for people to see and do. There are things that are interactive. They have some players that will be around that people can meet. You never know with these two teams in town who you may walk up on. I'm pretty sure Archie Griffin is in town. I'm pretty sure some players like that who have played for these teams. I'm sure that Jerome Bettis in town because he live here.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm just saying you don't know who you may walk up on when you come down to see this today and see the interaction.
And they're going to be weaving people through here throughout the day today. Here, let me ask you a question. They get the field goal. We see Pat McAfee do that on College Game Day. If you had to kick a field goal, how far back could you go?
I'd probably go about 20 yards, about as far as I can go.
Really?
I think I can go about 20.
Gore, we got a bet later on in the show?
I'll officiate it.
Okay. I think I can. I was going to say 25 for me. But here's my problem. I didn't grow up playing soccer. So I'm not going to try a soccer-style kick. I'm going to do straight on.
Go ahead, Lou Groza. Go ahead, Lou Groza.
Straight on kick and see if I can
Jim
do it.
Turner. Go ahead, man. Put that little block on the front of the
boot. What was that dude, Tom Dempsey?
Tom Dempsey. That was because he only had half a foot.
Well, that's true. He's closer to Dion than most of us.
Yep. Well, that was half a foot, not just
a toe. No, he just had the toes.
What?
Tom Dempsey.
What?
He was. I thought it was just the toes were missing.
Was half a foot.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he had a special shoe.
He did have a special shoe. Remember that famous picture.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Sam McGregor down here. Like it or not, we're going to have some fun. It's been an interesting morning so far, so we're going to have some fun. But let's talk about what we got going on here tonight. And let me ask you, in the years you have been in media, can you remember the first national championship that you covered? And where was it?
The first national championship that I covered, just games that I've covered, big bowl games that were leading to national championship games. But just, you know, covering most recently, you know, what Georgia has done in the last few years, covering them and being around for those games. I was working in the North Carolinas. That was big basketball country up there. So, I mean, football was still, and it still is something they're working to get straight. But this part of the country always has had that passion, you know, for college football. And I think that's why a lot of people, some people still have their mouth stuck out that there's nobody from this, you know, area or this part of the country that's playing in this game tonight. It's a special thing for the city, Greg, and the fact that we get a chance to be the first city to host this game a second time. And it speaks volumes about what we do here in Atlanta and how well we do it. And we can go back, if there's a signature event, most of us can go back and say, well, it was obviously the Olympics in 96 that attracted people and made people see what happened. The invention of the park that's right across the road here, the Centennial Olympic Park, and the things that had happened in this area and how it sets up so well. If you go to other events, if you go to a Super Bowl in Miami, if they play this game in Tampa, you're probably going to be in a hotel and you got to get transportation to the different locations you're going to want to go to. You don't have that here. You know, it's very simple. We got some cold weather this time around, but it sets up so well for all the activities that you're going to want to do. And that's the thing that makes it so popular. And we talk with the organizers this time around. They're already saying, we're the first repeat. Can we make it a three-peat? And I talked with Dan Corso about that this week. And, he says, if you put on a great show, you know, people have a good time. Uh-huh. Everybody's happy with it. You know, we look forward to having an announcement that Atlanta will be back in the loop to host this event once again.
And like you said, you know, inclement weather has happened to big events in this city before, and they still come back. We can remember some All-Star games and some other big.
Well, we had the Super Bowl now.
With the ice.
Just
craziness.
Well, they held that against us. But they made us build a new stadium because of that. Get me started with that.
All right, I won't. But yeah. They have come back to this international city.
They weren't going to bring us a Super Bowl.
Dude, you said don't get you started. Now you're just going to keep going.
I'm just saying.
Go ahead and get it off your chest.
No.
Get it off your chest.
We got the state-of-the-art facility, so they cannot hold that against us now. You know, they can't.
Yeah.
So go ahead and give us that three-peat.
All right. Between Corso and our buddy Gary Stokin and all the other movers and shakers around here. Hey, let's throw steak into that.
Well, don't do that. You know what I mean? People who make things happen around this city and make this place the best place for it. Obviously, the sponsors and the business community of this town that gets involved. But also the impact that it makes. A lot of people didn't see this past week before the teams got here. This event benefited facility changes and upgrades at a number of schools around the city of Atlanta, from inside the buildings, from fields and practice facilities, from facilities outside, in fields at places like Booker T. Washington High School, Coretta Scott King Academy, all benefit from this. And that's the other thing that when you talk about Gary Stokin, you talk about the Peach Bowl, talk about this event, they're very careful about the lasting impact, the lasting legacy of these events. Yeah, you want to have a great game. Right. You want people to come to town and have a good time and spend their money here. We appreciate you spending your money with us here in Atlanta. We do. But also the fact that it impacts places and gives opportunities for people like our friends at Off the Hook during Peach Bowl get a chance to be the barbers for the teams. Those are opportunities that come about also when you have events like this, and that's also that makes it special. Community gets involved, small businesses can get involved and take part in it. And to me, that's the other great thing about having an event like this in town.
And it happens every year with the conversation swirling around, why doesn't Atlanta have as much public transportation as other cities like up north? And yet we still make it work down here.
We do. We do. We do.
We don't need the L station and the subways and all of that stuff. We have public transportation. We don't have it like we do up north. You got to remember, we're at the bottom of a mountain around here, right? So you just, and this is not a grid where you can just slap stuff together. But over the years, like you said, the line of delineation for most people are the Olympics. But I will say, with the Olympics coming in 96, it was a perfect storm of things happening because you had that when the announcement was made shortly thereafter, before the Olympics even got here. you had the Braves bringing eyeballs on Atlanta on TBS. Mm-hmm. So they started winning. Then you had the Olympics right around the corner. Again, the reconfiguration afterwards of the Olympic Stadium becoming the Dome and all of that. And so – or Turner Field.
Right. And the Braves continuing to win.
So all of that happening. And like I said, it just was the influx of people. But none of this happens, I believe, without two things in place. One person, one place. Andy Young and Hartsfield.
Okay.
Right? As we still sort of mourn President Carter.
Yeah. But remember the man who was the U.N. ambassador. And, and you know, we're sending our good wishes out to him because he's been a little time in the hospital here recently. But
he'd be prominent on a day like this, wouldn't he?
Would be preaching, obviously.
I don't know if he's the only one, but is he one of the people who preach in past years at Ebenezer on this day?
He has, and been present. But it's been people around the world. You've had people like Bishop Desmond Tutu who've spoken at Ebenezer on King Holiday. So it's become global. I'm not sure who the speaker is today. Mm-hmm. But it's become global to people who've had a chance to come and speak during the King service at Ebenezer on King Holiday.
Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.
Who you got in the game tonight?
I got Notre Dame.
Who you like?
I got Notre Dame.
Oh, I forgot. You have to have Notre Dame.
I don't have to.
Yeah,
I want them anyway.
Yeah, you do. You have to have Notre Dame.
No, I don't have to, but I choose to. I would choose them anyway because I got no connection. I do have
a
before I met this lovely woman, there's a famous picture of me at a job I used to have from the cruise ship. And I cherished – I had two jerseys I'd share. I would fight and would say something – with my mouth curled up to my mother if she didn't, you know, have them clean when I came home. That's when Mama used to wash the clothes.
Yikes.
I had an O.J. Simpson jersey, and I had one from Archie Griffin.
Okay. Really?
Only two-time Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah,
so
man.
That was kind of cool to me. So I had those two jerseys.
Okay.
I don't have it anymore. Not living with somebody from close to Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
But
I'm just saying,
I had, there's a picture of me. There's in my office with me, standing there with it.
I figured that's where you might lean today.
No, man, I'm Notre Dame. I think that's a great story. And when you think about Ohio State, what? It's the best team money can buy.
Well, also,
they're supposed to win.
My thing is both teams had to have some redemption during the course of the season, right? Both the redemption stories, when you think about Notre Dame and the loss to the directional school early in the year. And, you know, basically Coach Freeman had them put a little chip on their shoulder. And they played with that chip on their shoulder ever since. And they play an old school kind of Big Ten kind of style of football. You know, they're just going to be more physical than you are. We saw that against Georgia. They're a very physical football team. Their offense ain't nothing glamorous. You know, like I said, that looks like some old Big Ten offense.
If you have to play in those elements.
Duffy Daugherty or Woody Hayes or whoever.
You got to remember, man, Tim Brown, wide receiver, Hall of Fame, went to Notre Dame, okay?
I realize that. So. But I'm just saying this particular version of it. And then you got Ohio State where they're ready to run the coach out of town after he lost to Michigan. But here they are in the national championship game. So, I mean, the backstories with both of these coaches and these teams and where they were for them to end up here. And the thing of it is, if we didn't have a 12-team playoff.
Doesn't happen.
They probably wouldn't, right?
It doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But I think the losses that generated, you know, their ascent to this game, I don't think they're equal. Because I don't believe that Notre Dame would have been as focused had they lost to, say, Clemson.
Yeah.
It was the school that they lost to Northern Illinois
University. After beating the SEC opponent, and remember now with Notre Dame, you know, a lot of people look at their schedule with a lot of scrutiny because they keep a lot of traditional teams on there who used to be powers but are not anymore. Nobody's scared of Stanford anymore. Nobody's scared of Southern Cal, but they keep them on their schedule. That's part of their tradition as an independent. And then Army and Navy, you know, back in the years, that was a deal. Of course, Army and Navy were both ranked for a time this past season. But I mean, because of the schedule they maintain and they're the de facto member of the ACC, so to speak. So a lot of people.
For basketball.
Well, for football, too. They play a certain number of ACC opponents.
But they're not in the conference.
That's why it's a de facto member.
Okay. That's the key word in that sentence.
Right. But, I mean, they kicked off the season against Texas A&M, and because that was opponent in the SEC, that was so big, and they won that game. And that was the big thing. And maybe, you know, I don't know, there's a total letdown the next week playing, you know, who they played. But, you know, their schedule, people pay a lot of attention to the Notre Dame schedule when it comes to that. Who they play, if the teams are good or ranked in those seasons. Because that's it. They're going to keep that schedule. Like I said, certain teams, some seasons they may have Michigan, some seasons they may have Michigan State on the regular season schedule. But, you know, that's the thing that Notre Dame deals with as an independent.
And I know it gets on a lot of people. And, of course, the relationship with NBC and that contract and all of that. But I just feel like that's a better story. What's going on with Marvin? The way the coach left. I mean, there was no transitional story between Urban Meyer when he leaves and Ryan Day takes over. You can say what you will about Urban Meyer. By the way, how do you feel about him getting into the College Football Hall of Fame?
I guess we let him in there.
You know what I mean? That's kind of how I feel, too. It's like, yeah, okay, he won a couple national championships. And you can't, like, look past that. But it is. Everybody does it holding their nose.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know.
We'll
ask Trevor Lawrence how he feels about him. He wasted his rookie season down in Jacksonville. But go ahead.
We just
completely wasted his rookie.
We look at the way Brian Kelly, you know, his dismount from Notre Dame and leaving everything at the lap of Marcus Freeman and how he just completely flipped the script and has a connection with these players now in a way that Brian Kelly never did or would have had. Mm-hmm. And so for that, and then ascending, going through what they did this particular season, I just think it's a better story.
Yeah.
It's a much better story. So that's who I'm picking. You asked me, I'm going with Notre Dame. And, of course, the whole historical part of him, were he to win, that's
absolutely
the other thing about
and
that.
Here in Atlanta on King Holiday.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's making history just being here. So looking forward to this game tonight.
All right. Yeah. We heard the lovely this is the nice thing about being a remote. You get to hear Noel.
We don't get to see her the other side of the glass.
We don't get to see her, but we get to hear her. And that's almost as fun sometimes.
Yeah, we do.
Giving us, letting us know. 2 minutes. Get out.
So you guys don't like seeing me?
No, we got the commish. We got the commissioner Gordon with us, and we don't.
And he's a handsome young man for you ladies that are coming by here to the fans.
I'm certain I'm no Noel.
No,
but nobody
man.
Can be Noel.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But then nobody can be the commish.
Yeah, there no, that's go. Right.
So we have a star-studded show here today.
We're rolling with the commish here. We had Playoff Fan Central.
If you had to guess, do you want us to call you by your name, or we just keep it the commish?
You can keep it commish.
Okay, we'll keep it the commish. He must owe some folks money. if you had to guess what's swirling around in Noel's head today that we will hear at 7:40, what do you think the topic or the sport she will pick talk about?
Yikes.
If you had to guess, Gordon.
If I had to guess, very
careful.
I would say we're going to talk some NFL football.
All right, okay. We'll find out at 7:40. We are heading into the 7 o'clock hour. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Monday mornings on this special day. It is Sam and Greg. Gordon's here. Noel's here. We're at the Playoff Fan Central, World Congress Center. Get ready for the national championship game tonight. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.